When the fog clears to where I can see, I'm sitting in the day room. They didn't take me to the shock shop this time. I remember they took me out of the shaving room and locked me in seclusion. I don't remember if I got breakfast or not. Probably not. I can call to mind some mornings locked in seclusion. The black boys keep bringing seconds of everything, supposed to be for me, but they eat it instead, until all three of them get breakfast while I lie there on that pea-stinking mattress, watching them wipe up egg with toast. I can smell the grease and hear them chew the toast. Other mornings, they bring me cold mush and force me to eat it without it even being salted. This morning, I plain don't remember. They got enough of those things they call pills down me, so I don't know a thing till I hear the ward door open. That ward door opening means it's at least 8 o'clock, means there's been maybe an hour and a half I was out cold in that seclusion room when the technicians could have come in and installed anything the big nurse ordered, and I wouldn't have the slightest notion what. I hear noise at the ward door, off up the hall out of my sight. That ward door starts opening at 8 and opens and closes 1,000 times a day. Kashash, click. Every morning we sit lined up on each side of the day room, mixing jigsaw puzzles after breakfast, listening for a key to hit the lock and wait to see what's coming in. There's not a whole lot else to do. Sometimes at the door it's a young resident, in early, so he can watch what we're like before medication. BM, they call it. Sometimes it's a wife, visiting there on high heels with her purse held tight over her belly. Sometimes it's a clutch of grade school teachers being led on a tour by that fool public relation man who's always clapping his wet hands together and saying how overjoyed he is that mental hospitals have eliminated all the old-fashioned cruelty. What a cheery atmosphere, don't you agree? He'll bustle around the school teachers who are bunched together for safety, clapping his hands together. Oh, when I think back on the old days, on the filth, the bad food, even, yes, brutality. Oh, I realize, ladies, that we have come a long way in our campaign. Whoever comes in the door is usually somebody disappointing, but there's always a chance otherwise. And when a key hits the lock, all the heads come up like there's strings on them. This morning, the lockworks rattled strange. It's not a regular visitor at the door. An escort man's voice calls down, edgy and impatient. Admission, come sign for him. And the black boys go. Admission. Everybody stops playing cards and Monopoly, turns toward the day room door. Most days I'd be out sweeping the hall and see who they're signing in, but this morning, like I explained to you, the big nurse put 1,000 pounds down me and I can't budge out of the chair. Most days I'm the first one to see the admission, watch him creep in the door and slide along the wall and stand scared till the black boys come sign for him and take him into the shower room, where they strip him and leave him shivering with the door open while they all three run grinning up and down the halls looking for the Vaseline. We need that Vaseline, they'll tell the big nurse, for the thermometer. She looks from one to the other. I'm sure you do, and hands them a jar, holds at least a gallon. But mind you boys don't group up in there. Then I see two, maybe all three of them in there, in that shower room with the admission, running that thermometer around in the grease till it's coated the size of your finger, crooning, that's right, mother, that's right. And then shut the door and turn all the showers up to where you can't hear anything but the vicious hiss of water on the green tile. I'm out there most days, and I see it like that.